Support comes from Troy University's Trojan Cafe, offering handcrafted Starbucks beverages and a wide assortment of meal and snack options. Located on Troy University's Montgomery campus, across from the Rosa Parks Library and Museum.
From Troy Public Radio, this is The Exchange from In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. For months, travelers have been concerned about disruptions in airline flight schedules. So Mundy Donaldson joins us by Skype with some tips from the Better Business Bureau, which serves Central and South Alabama. Mundy Donaldson, thank you so much for joining us by Skype from Mobile.
Well, it's so great to be back with you.
We are at the beginning of the summer travel season, and there have been so many news reports about the airlines, and I want us to devote the next two Mondays to this subject.
Well, I think we should talk about these incidents and also the scammers, how they're coming out. And then the next Monday, we'll talk about how to avoid these and what you need to do to make good decisions.
Start us out.
The new con we're seeing is a lot of reports of people being taken by fake airline ticket booking sites or customer service numbers that really don't belong to an airline.
So, Mundy, how do you discern something that's real versus something that's fake online?
And so if you're buying any kind of airfare, use caution and double check the URL or phone number before providing any credit card information. And for people who don't know where the URL number, it's up in that little left-hand corner. It's a little lock. And if you see a lock, then it should be a secure site. But if it looks too good to be true, we all know it is.
You mentioned people losing money on this. Is this through credit card bookings or what?
It certainly is. So what will happen sometimes is you'll make a payment, then a few minutes later, you'll receive a call from a company saying there's all of a sudden been a price increase or an extra charge to finalize your booking. And this is something a legitimate company would never do. They tell you that you accidentally purchased your tickets through a scam website or a phony customer service number. Their price is their way to get more money out of you.
Walk us through how to do what's real.
I would be wary of websites that say, like, cheap airline tickets to Europe or something. You can go back, see how long those sites have been up, look to see if there's a street address, check with the Better Business Bureau to see if those companies are legitimate. These are just some easy things that you can do to research ahead of time before you get caught at the airport with no plane tickets.
Does the Better Business Bureau actually list some of these fraudulent sites?
They do, and you can go to our scam tracker and you can put in air travel or travel scams, because they are on the rise, whether it's airlines, whether it's vacation rental bookings. People are ready to get out. They've passed the COVID. They're ready to get together with their families. But airlines are taking the brunt of it. And of course, there have been so many breakdowns at airports and different issues with big airlines where all flights have gotten canceled in one day or something. And then whatever the company might be, has to rebook all these lines, and people see something and they think it's a legitimate company trying to book them again.
So next Monday, you and I need to talk about that, because people want vacation travel to be smooth.
That's absolutely right. And we want people to have a good time. We want them to have tickets that are good, and we want them to take time when planning their trips.
Thank you so much for joining us by Skype from Mobile.
You're certainly welcome.
Joining us by Skype was Mundy Donaldson, Vice President of the Better Business Bureau Educational Foundation, serving Central and South Alabama. More information can be found from the Scam Tracker at the BBB.org website. Next Monday, we'll tackle airline flight cancellations and delays. Thanks for joining us today for The Exchange from In Focus, which is now a podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.
Support for Troy Public Radio comes from Sunshine Behavioral Medicine, providing specialized psychiatric treatments of bipolar disorders and PTSD. More information at sunshine2000.com.